Watson investigated the notion that fears can be acquired through classical conditioning. Little Albert, who was 11 months old, was placed in a room with a little white rat, which was originally the neutral stimulus. When he reached for the rat, a loud noise was produced, the unconditioned stimulus, the loud noise that is. This produced a fearful response from Albert, who became startled and started crying, the unconditioned response. After six pairings of the neutral stimulus with the unconditioned stimulus, the white rat with the loud noise, Albert showed distinct fear, a conditioned response, to the rat, which is now the conditioned stimulus when it was placed near him. Further tests found that Albert generalised this fear to other furry white objects like rabbits, fur coats, Santa Claus mask, i.e. there was stimulus generalisation. Now, let's just go through a summary of some of the breaches of ethical principles, starting with informed consent. The mother was not told that Albert would be involved in the experiment, and thus was not informed of the nature of the experiment, the rights of her son, or the risks involved, a breach of informed consent. The no harm principle. Albert suffered psychological damage, which was not extinguished, i.e. reversed, i.e. by not terminating the experiment when Albert became distressed, a breach of the no harm principle. Debriefing. Albert's parents were not told about the findings of the experiment or informed of how they could receive assistance in reversing the harmful side effects of the study. Watson neglected to extinguish Albert's fear of fluffy white things, i.e. the mask, rat, etc. Pavlov should have taken the time to present a white fluffy thing, conditioned stimulus, and demonstrate that no loud bang occurs in order to weaken the conditioned response, the fear. This should have been done a number of times until a time when the conditioned stimulus did not evoke that conditioned fear response when it was presented. Withdrawal rights. Albert was not allowed to leave the study, a breach of withdrawal rights. Voluntary participation. Albert's mother was not aware of his involvement in the research, a breach of voluntary participation. Confidentiality. A film of the study was publicly released along with his first name and letter of surname, a breach of confidentiality. And beneficence. The importance of the findings did not outweigh the harm done to Albert, a breach of beneficence.